Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky.
The typical sales process for an MSP involves preliminary discussions with their prospective client, and then they want to take a look at the environment that the client is working in. The client will want to have protection with respect to its confidential information. And so the client may introduce a non-disclosure agreement to the MSP for consideration or vice versa. It's not unusual to have an NDA or non-disclosure agreement in place when you're discussing a new opportunity. You then sign this agreement that really protects the customer more than the MSP. And then you go in and do a bunch of work for the prospective client, looking at their environment and making recommendations to them. And then at the conclusion, you say, okay, here are my recommendations. Here's what I think you should have. And here's how much we will charge you to do all this stuff that we're recommending that you perform. The client then, who's got all the bargaining position in the world when it comes to the non-disclosure agreement, because it was all about them and nothing about the MSP, is now in the process of negotiating the whole relationship. They are talking to you about the boilerplate terms and conditions that are going to apply to every transaction between the MSP and the client, whether it's a sale of monthly services or a project-based sale, or if it's individual discrete services, or if it's product and equipment, all of which are handled by separate addendum normally. But the customer is now in this position of negotiating everything while you're trying to get your price in place. Again, you're in a very weak position as an MSP to be, you know, trying to consummate this relationship, but you got to get through 12, 16 pages of documents in order to get there. Here's the not so funny part. If you make recommendations to your prospective client, technically, they have the ability to cert claims against you for negligence, irrespective of whether or not they hire you. So let's say they hire somebody else to do the work. Well, they could say, I spoke with MSP1 and MSP1 said I should do the following, and therefore we're going to, you know, proceed with that, but we like your price. And MSP2 says, well, we disagree with it, but, you know, we'll do it. And now they have two MSPs on the hook if something goes wrong. Let's say they, in another situation, they do it themselves. If they do it themselves and follow your recommendations, they will be turning to you entirely saying, well, we hired you to come in. I know we didn't pay anything, but you still came in to do this. And, you know, we had this agreement, this NDA or whatever, or maybe not. Maybe it's no NDA. But in any event, you voluntarily assumed a duty with or without payment to provide a service and make recommendations. And those recommendations were relied upon by us. And if they led to the client incurring damages, even if you haven't been retained, you can actually have liability for that. But let's say they do decide that they want to entertain a relationship with you. And so now you go through the process of negotiating the terms and conditions. And we're talking about warranties and limitation of liabilities and limitation of remedies and pricing terms and indemnification and, you know, which jurisdiction laws are going to apply. You're doing a whole bunch of things in addition to the monthly recurring or the project-based or the discrete service or the sale of product and equipment to them. You're doing all of this stuff with them. And if you can't get through some of these terms that are deal breakers, like a limitation of liability, for instance, if you can't get these boilerplate terms over the line, then what you've done is you've run the whole race. You've done all this work. You've done your assessment. You've exerted huge amounts of energy, and you can't get across the finish line. And all of that effort is really going to be for naught. Is there a better way? How about consider developing an MSA, which is in the beginning of the relationship, includes the preliminary non-disclosure and confidentiality. It's presented at the front end with the idea that, hey, we're going to make some really comprehensive recommendations to you, and you want us to keep your stuff confidential. So here's what the bargain for exchange is going to be. We're going to come in and do a great job of making recommendations to you, and we're going to keep your information confidential. And in return, you're going to cap our liability at the amount that we've paid or you've paid us. Now, that might be a small amount or it might be no amount, but in any event, it is going to cap your liability. And so you explain this, that you need this to protect yourself, to engage in risk mitigation, but that they need it because of the confidentiality components. Now, this MSA is a 4-page MSA, 5-page MSA that's going through terms that are really appropriate for every service that you're going to offer. So it's not like we're going to be describing the monthly service or describing individual projects. It's really this lead-in document that says, if we ever do a deal, this is the terms that are going to apply, whether it's a project deal, an hourly deal, a monthly deal, whether we're selling you equipment, whether it's a discrete service, no matter what, these are the deals that are going to apply. Like, you're going to pay us within 10 days of receiving an invoice or whatever the terms are. And we're not going to be liable for more than X percent of fees or X number of months of fees. So we're doing this at the beginning. Now, by doing it at the beginning, we can uncover some issues that are, you know, might be deal breakers for either side. And if they are a deal breaker, then we don't have to exert all this effort towards trying to get a relationship and then stumble at the very end when the relationship was really doomed from the start anyway. So by addressing this MSA in advance of doing any work at the pre-assessment stage, you are uncovering deal breakers in the relationship. But more than that, if you've got this document signed, and now after you've done your assessment, after you've done your discovery, and you present to them your proposal, and they're looking at this proposal and they like it, now we're dealing with a couple of pages that describe the services that you're offering. The thing that attracts them to you is the subject matter of your conversation now, and not these boilerplate legal terms that people struggle with. Now, it's true, they can say, well, we like this proposal, but we don't like it under the MSA, and so we want to go back and renegotiate the MSA. That's true, they can do that, but it's rare that they do that. And after all, they looked at it already, agreed to it once before in the abstract. All we're doing now is attaching services with dollars. So they were already in agreement in principle. So it really will be much more difficult for the client to back away from these previously agreed terms in the MSA. And now your relationship is about where it ought to be, the business part, the solution that you're offering.
Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Popinski. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, L-A-W.com.